Okay, so here we are at blog number 8. Another one of my audio blogs, just putting us together. Pretty good weekend. Had a very good weekend. Things went very well as far as the things that I've done over the weekend. Friday was kind of a relaxing day. I appreciate the Fridays where I don't have to go into work. That way I can actually spend the time sleeping in and then take care of the little things I need to do. So, did a little bit of running around and pretty much a quiet day. Now, Saturday was the total opposite. Had a very full, very busy day. I had to get up at about 4 a.m. because the men at my church had a breakfast and I had to open the doors to get them into the church. So, had to be there at 5 o'clock, so I had to get up early for that and help them. But it was a good breakfast. I had a lot of nice conversation just with some of the other men at my church. And then also, the breakfast in itself went very well. The topic for the breakfast was talking about the violence. Here in the city of Chicago, we have had a lot of violence, and it has been hitting very close to home. In my neighborhood, and especially the neighborhood around the church, we've had a lot of violence that have ended up in deaths in my neighborhood. And so it's very tragic. As a matter of fact, one event happened during the middle of the day, right across the street from my church. And one of my friends that works at the church was there right after the incident happened. So they saw the person before the police could come and cover the body, things like that. So it really disturbed her. But the violence is really getting out of control in our neighborhoods. And we're trying to figure out what can we do as a church. So first and foremost, is that we need to pray. We need to really seek God's face concerning what's really going on. And the prayer has to be to the point of more people need to know exactly who God is. I know that the path is narrow, those that will accept the Lord, but we as Christians still need to get that message out there. Just letting them know that Jesus Christ is God, that and I know that God chooses those people, but we're still to give the gospel, to tell the good news. And we actually need to be active, especially as men. We need to let our communities know that this is not something we're just going to take. We need to get involved in the life of our young people, especially those that are around us, especially at the church. We need to make sure that we're involved in what they're doing, making sure that they're not just messing around, but actually are living a life that with the purpose of glorifying the God that we love. And just really make sure they focus in on that so that when they leave, especially leaving grammar school, leaving high school, when they have to make choices on their own, that their choices are one that will focus on how wonderful God is and wanting to serve Him in what they do, especially as college students. So that is very important. So definitely with prayer, definitely with being involved in the young people starting at our church and then being involved in our neighborhoods with them, not being so afraid. It can be fearful when you hear about everything that's happening, you're concerned, but if we're focused on God and God says it's our time to go, it is our time to go. Nothing's going to stop that. And if God says it's not our time, then He is going to protect us from things that may harm others in this world. So those are some things, but really have to take a look at the root of what's going on. So young people seem to be out of control, but it's also because of their home situation. A lot of them are growing up in single-parent homes where it's mostly a woman that really connecting with them, and she's trying to support them and cannot really raise them. And so it really goes back, if you look at the root of the problem, it really goes back to sin. And sin is just doing those things that God is not pleased with. So, and that has to do with, you have single parent homes in most cases because of the fact that there was sex outside of the way that God prescribed that sex should be, and that's inside the confines of marriage. So if we really focus in on doing what we're supposed to do, focusing in on God and His laws and His commands, what He's telling us to do, it will make an effect in this world, because